Welcome to World Cafe, words and music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. The Denton, Texas band Midlake are back with a follow-up to their 2006 album, The Trials of Van Occupanther, with the song Roscoe on it, which became the biggest song yet for the band. The new album is called The Courage of Others, and today guitarist Eric Pulido and songwriter and singer Tim Smith are here to talk about the band's new directions on The Courage of Others. It will join us after this performance of a new song called Winter Dies. Winter Dies, that is one you will find on The Courage of Others, the new Midlake album. And we're getting a chance to hear some live versions of the songs. I'm always kind of confused because really when you hear the band for the first time, you do not think Denton, Texas. You think, you know, somewhere in the Midlands in England or something. Tim, do you have any insight as to how the band evolved kind of into the sound they have? Because didn't you guys start out kind of as a jazz band?
Yeah. We all met, you know, in college or the end of college. In Denton, you know, it's a jazz, there's a good jazz department in that school. And, so we met there playing jazz and so the natural progression, you know, you don't just jump to playing, you know, John Coltrane to Radiohead. So you have to kind of go, you know, all your friends are musicians. And so, you know, a lot of times rock is looked down upon. And it's not being like complex enough or heady enough. So you naturally do some kind of like a hybrid of some kind of jazz funk type thing, like a Herbie Hancock type thing, or Stevie Wonder is deemed cool. So that was kind of more the vein that we started at when we first got started. But one of the reasons, you know, the directions is I didn't have a whole lot of music besides jazz when I was growing up. When I was 10 years old, I picked up the saxophone and started to play that. And I, you know, thought Glenn Miller was cool. And then I started listening to Charlie Parker and Coltrane and all that. And so for, I don't know, 13 years of my life, it was jazz. And I knew who the Beatles were. I didn't know all their albums, and I didn't really have one. I think my dad had a tape of the Beatles. But we didn't really have a lot of music in the house. I didn't really have, you know, friends coming over with acoustic guitars and sitting around playing Led Zeppelin songs or... You know, I didn't know who Led Zeppelin really was, and I didn't know who Pink Floyd was until I was out of college, probably. And, I mean, I'd seen people with the T-shirts and that sort of thing, but I didn't really, really listen to that stuff. It was always jazz. So for me, I got a really late start, and so all this, that's why our albums, as far as I can tell, that's why they keep changing, and I don't really want to, but I keep hearing a different genre of music, and it influences me. I think if I had just started, you know, when I was 13, we might not have so much of variations on our sound.
Hmm. Well, to me it's interesting because I'm old enough to have, heard Pentangle and Fairport Convention first time around as fresh new music. But it's interesting to see what effect that music has on you now as you kind of do a discovery. And I was interested to read that... that Pentangle particularly was an influence, because there's a band that the jazz is certainly part of what they do.
Right. I think we've tried really hard to just keep the jazz out of our sound, and anything I like about Pentangle isn't really the jazz part of the thing. I mean, they use an upright bass and stuff, and sometimes that sounds really great. But we've tried to kind of steer clear of the jazz if we could.
Midlake are our guests today, and we'll get to another performance. You guys mentioned wanting to do a Small Mountain.
Yep. Yeah.
The rise and the fall upon Small Mountain was fair, not for all. I, with my life, have gone away from this land of gold. Formed from the sea, the line for all that fortune brings, and all that certain and lay upon it when anger is seen, and it rains like the others, giving what all it can. upon that road I had struggled to find a way of life that was common for all, and all that runs on the mountain was mine, a way of life.
That is Small Mountain from Midlake, who are playing live for us today. That's another one from the new album, The Courage of Others. And I'd like to talk just a little bit about your last album, about Trials of Van Occupanther, just because about your experience with it. For instance, you ended up having sort of a hit song with Roscoe. Did you have any foresight into the popularity of that song when you guys started recording it?
I think that we felt like it was a strong song and a strong album, especially compared to the one before. We felt like, you know, like that there, you know, might be a bigger audience for this, especially after coming off of an album that didn't do very well. But it is difficult to try to predict, you know, how people are going to receive your music. I think all of us would say, you know, no one expected it to be what it became, you know, as being, you know, as strong as it was, or we had heard that it made number 90 of the decade for top songs in Rolling Stone, which was, you know, kind of neat when you think about, you know, the 100 songs of the decade that would be in there. So never to the extent that it of how well it was received. But we thought it was a good song.
That's Eric Polito. We're talking with Eric and Tim Smith about Midlake, their new album, Courage of Others, and, of course, the old album there, The Trials of Van Occupanther. Let's hear some more music from this new one. What's next?
The next one will be Rulers Ruling All Things.
I've been cruel and kind without knowing. I fell into silence, overwhelmed by these days. For I have been shown. Promise of maiden and man, but each had their own illusions. someone leaving all things undone. I've stood in all of the whole creation, gathered among them was the morning, giving all its rest.
Things from Midlake in performance today on the World Cafe. Their new album, The Courage of Others, is out on Belly Union. We have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with?
We'll do Acts of Men, the first song on the record, and the single, I guess, that we had done with a two-song single with Acts of Man and Rulers. We did a vinyl of that, so we'll finish with that one.
I understand this was one of the early songs that, Tim, you wrote for that ended up on the album?
Right, yeah. This was the very first one, after working for about a year, you know, of just missing on a lot of other songs that we finally came back to and got them right. But this was the first one that kind of just came, and we recorded and wrote it in about 3 to 5 days or something. It's really quick for us.
Acts of Man, finishing up our session today with Midlake. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN, and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. There are more World Cafe sessions on our website at worldcafe.npr.org and streaming audio. You can also sign up for our daily newsletter there as well. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.